You're listening to the Voice of the Arts, WQED-FM. I'm Jim Cunningham. Be My Neighbor Day 2024 is just around the corner. Here with all the details are Michelle Immler and Denise Pezzuchanics from WQED Education. Project manager is there. It's in Canonsburg, yes?
Yes, it is.
Tell me the story. What's happening?
There's so much going on in Canonsburg for Be My Neighbor Day. We are really trying to celebrate all of the things that make Canonsburg special. So we have four different event sites, and we have things planned for kids of all ages, from preschool all the way up to adults and seniors. We hope that all of Canonsburg and local communities, everybody, comes on out to celebrate with us.
Chell, the event is happening. Why? Why are you doing this?
We are partnered with PNC Grow Up Great and Fred Rogers Productions to host this wonderful event at Canonsburg to celebrate community and traditions and family and the traditions that families celebrate together.
Should I drive from Squirrel Hill?
Absolutely.
Worth the trip?
It sure is.
More specifically, what are you doing?
So we will have four locations. We will be at Frank Saris Public Library. We will be at ARC Human Services, Canonsburg Up Church, and the Canonsburg Senior Center. They are all within a short walking distance. And I already predict it's going to be a beautiful sunny day.
Please. So. Doesn't matter. If it rains, bring your QED
yes,
umbrella.
Yes, bring your umbrella and your rain gear. It'll still be fun. But you'll be able to go to each one of those sites. There will be short demonstrations. There'll be activities. There'll be things that families can do together and take home. And it's all happening March 23rd, 11 to 2.
Denise, what will you be doing specifically there?
Well, Michelle and I are lucky enough to be able to be visiting all four sites because we don't want to miss anything, actually. So we have celebrations of traditions happening at the Senior Center in Canonsburg. We have an opportunity for families to work on a community mural that's happening and is being created by the students of Canon Mac High School. So we're super excited about that. We have a very exciting thing happening at the Up Church, where we are talking about the food traditions of Canonsburg. So we have a great demonstration from the cookie table lady, and we're going to talk about why the cookie table is important in Western Pennsylvania. And then Frank Saris Candy is going to be there, too, to talk about the history of Frank Saris Candy. So we're super excited about that sweet opportunity. We have a group talking about Canonsburg musical traditions. That's happening at the Frank Saris Public Library. And then at ARC Community, ARC Human Service Building, if you've ever been to Canonsburg, you know about their 4th of July parade. And so we have some people coming to talk about that history of the parade, and families are going to be able to make their own parade float as well.
Nice. You'll be very close to the statue of Perry Como, won't you? Isn't that in Canonsburg?
I believe that is also in Canonsburg.
There must be a Bobby Vinton place, too.
Yes.
And you're not far from the world headquarters of the Saris Candy Company, yes?
Yes, you are very close. You could head on down there and get your
Easter basket filled.
Yeah, you could get your Easter basket, you could get your sweet treats and some ice cream at the parlor.
Those are all side attractions, though.
Yes,
the main attraction
will
be what's happening with you two. And you'll be there from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
Correct.
All four locations.
Yes.
That is correct.
Sounds terrific. So Be My Neighbor Day was inspired by Fred. And we still see Fred early in the morning on Channel 13 once in a while on the weekend. But his spirit is here from day one in 1954, 70 years now.
Absolutely.
Are you going to do Be My Neighbor Day in different places every year? What is the plan long term?
Each year we pick a different community to spotlight, and the community that we pick is usually a community where we already have some existing partnerships through our WQED educational partnerships.
Excellent. I'll look forward to seeing you anywhere you go. I know it's going to be fun. And everything's free, right? This is a free event. It doesn't cost me anything.
It's absolutely free. And one more thing that we almost forgot to mention is that there will be a special appearance by our friend Daniel Tiger.
Wonderful.
He will be at the Senior Center.
And, of course, he is on Channel 13 every day.
Yes,
he is. With Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood.
Yep.
So that's great fun.
Speaking of Fred's spirit, of course.
Yes.
So
yes.
We definitely want to mention him.
For sure. Okay. Have we forgotten any other detail of this event?
No. If you want to see more information about the event and the times that the different presentations and activities will take place, you could go to our website, WQED/BeMyNeighborDay.
Excellent. Easy to get the information.
Yes.
Be My Neighbor Day in Canonsburg. Mm-hmm. All ages can get together here. You're not looking for any specific age range?
No.
Just get out and enjoy the day. You two are the best. I always think that when we're asking friends to help WQED with our fundraising drives, I wish everyone could see your staff meeting where you get together and discuss all the good things that you're doing and be part of Be My Neighbor Day. QED is a lot more than what you see on your screen or hear on your radio. And you both have deep educational roots in the classroom and trying to help young people. It's extraordinary, the effort being made here. And I think it's way beyond a lot of other stations. Again, it goes back to 1954 and Fred's spirit in the place. Education is what it's all about, lifelong learning. Okay, I'll see you there. Be My Neighbor Day 2024. You can look for Denise Pazuchaniks and Michelle Immler. And I meant to ask Denise, because your background was in library, wasn't it Bethel Park at some point? What's the Frank Saris Public Library like? Did they get a high rating on your scale?
The Frank Saris Public Library is pretty spectacular, actually. They have a lot of great resources there. They have a lovely space there. And the people really make a difference there. So stop by anytime, actually, to check out the Frank Saris Public Library. They have a lot of great stuff going on there.
I always like to visit churches. Have you been to the Canonsburg UP Church yet? Have you checked it out?
I have not had the pleasure yet, but am looking forward to it.
It's always fun to visit a new congregation. You've not been there either?
I have actually been there through different Canonsburg events that I've attended, and I did hear that they just recently remodeled their space where we're going to be for our demonstrations and our presentations that day, so I'm looking forward to checking that out.
Wonderful. And how did they become a partner with you? How did you pick them, since there are other churches in Canonsburg?
We liked their location especially, but they also have a partnership with some of the people that we started our group with, our partnership group with, and came highly recommended.
Excellent. Do I know any other events? Right this moment, I'm a blank on all the amazing things that you're doing since you were just having a staff meeting. What else is in the pipeline at QED Education? What's happening in the near future? What have you got going on?
Oh, next week we are going to be in the studio with Design Lives Here. On Wednesday the 13th, we will have students from 17 different schools come to the studio to test their engineering abilities.
Great. Will you be there?
And then we're taking that on the road because we have a satellite now, because there have been so many schools
Clarion.
And the interest is so big in the Design Lives Here contest. So we're excited about that as well.
Yeah.
After that, I know you're looking way in the future. You told me there's a happening in Washington County all the way next fall, an arts
yes,
day.
Yes, you have such a good memory. Yeah, we are going to be celebrating the second annual Arts in the Park at Washington Park, which is a interactive, immersive experience with everything art.
And the writers' contest, when will that be taking
place? The writers' contest is going on right now. We have narrowed the writers' contest experience down. It's by classrooms. So we have 28 classrooms that are participating in the contest, and they need to have their stories back by April 15th, and then we will pick some winners.
Upstairs on the third floor outside your office door, I see all these things being assembled that are going to help people learn about
goodness,
all kinds
yes.
of good stuff. I see pens. I see you
we
name
it. We got
everything.
You name it. We have it up there.
Where is the
packing
effort being
it
made? What do you call
kids.
That?
We've been packing a lot of resources and materials that have been going out. We've been lucky enough to be working with the Birmingham Foundation. Lots of social and emotional learning activities going out to some of those local Pittsburgh public schools. We've been working with the Mellon Foundation, and a lot of math materials have been going out to Head Start classrooms in McKeesport. We've been working with the United Way, and we've sent over 1,600 kits to different counties, Westmoreland, Fayette, Butler, Armstrong, on social and emotional learning. And then we are working with the AIU and Blueprints on some other social and emotional learning.
And speaking of social and emotional learning, you help teachers learn about social and emotional learning. I met a group that was in here touring around a couple
yeah.
weeks ago.
We did. We hosted a big group from Seneca Valley. Actually, and we are doing 4 different professional developments with the Educational Partnership coming up in April. So we're excited about that.
Michelle Immler, Ready to Learn. What is it? I know you're involved in Ready to Learn. This is a PBS national effort.
Yes, it is. Ready to Learn receives funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and then they choose several PBS affiliates to carry out the work of Ready to Learn. And we're in the 4th year of our 5th year cycle of Ready to Learn. And our learning priorities are world of work, literacy, and critical thinking. And the place where we are promoting all of this learning is Washington County. That is our learning neighborhood for this 5-year cycle of Ready to Learn.
Well, I wish you all the best with that. And thank you so much for coming down to talk about Be My Neighbor Day. Have
it's
fun.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
And our neighbors.